From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter with this news. The Juneau Douglas City Museum has a new director. Beth Weigel will take the reins today. She replaces outgoing museum director Jane Lindsay, who worked for the museum for 18 years. Weigel comes from the Juneau Public Libraries, where she served as program coordinator since 2013. Before that, Weigel was the executive director of Discovery Southeast. She's also an adjunct professor at the University of Alaska Southeast. A trailblazing outdoorswoman and a marine biologist, both from Juneau, will be inducted into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. The Juneau Empire reports Mary Lou King and the late Michelle Ridgway will be inducted into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame this year as part of its 2018 class at a May 1st ceremony in Anchorage. Ridgway, who died in January, explored ocean floors, discovered a new species of whale, and championed female-led science in Alaska. 88-year-old King cataloged Juneau's trails, rehabilitated birds, and established a field-based education program that molded minds of decades of Juneau students. State biologists project the sockeye salmon run to be 51.3 million fish in Bristol Bay, not far off last season's return of 56.5 million. The Daily Sitka Sentinel reports that the Alaska Department of Fish and Game expects 37.6 million fish to be potentially available for commercial harvest when the bay's salmon season begins on June 1st. The department says the fishing times will be adjusted for the season as the run develops and sockeye salmon become defined within districts. And funding for Alaska's schools is one of the largest remaining issues for the legislature this year. The Senate and House majorities' plans vary significantly in how to do it. Both chambers passed bills focused on public education Saturday. The House bill, HB 339, would increase state aid to school districts by $100 per student into the future. Districts across the state say teachers and other staff will be cut without the funding. Anchorage schools would lay off 100, Kodiak 16, and Kenai Peninsula Borough 11. The school spending plan included in the Senate bill is different. That bill, the Senate version of House Bill 287, will provide a one-time infusion of $30 million in 2020 only, while the House would add slightly more than $25 million every year beginning in the coming school year. But the Senate would only add the money if the legislature passes, and Governor Bill Walker signs, a law to draw Alaska Permanent Fund earnings to pay for state government. The fate of school funding could become tied to how two chambers resolve their differences over the overall budget. Looking at weather today, mostly sunny with a high near 52. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Madeline Baxter.